You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the great masters of chiaroscuro, that way in which painters were exploring the relationship of light and darkness in their painting, was Caravaggio. And Caravaggio managed to get in a great sense, use that chiaroscuro, that struggle, if you like, between light and darkness, not just to give volume and density to his characters, but also to bring out the struggle and the drama in life itself. And here we have this great picture by Honthorst, who probably studied under Caravaggio. He certainly understood the dynamics of the chiaroscuro, and he gives us, again, one of the principal dramatic moments when Christ is tried before the high priest, tried before the Sanhedrin. And, of course, our eyes are immediately directed to the candle, the light at the center. And in the rest, we move out into the shadow. But I think, obviously, what's going on here, it's not just the trial of Christ. It's the trial of all authority, because the high priest is there with his finger raised, illuminated by the candle. The book is illuminated by the candle. All authority is gathered here before Christ, who is also the authority. And we're asked to make our decision. Who's really on trial here?
That finger is so prominent. And I can see, you know, as you were saying, talking about Caravaggio, James, I can see, you know, Caravaggio's influence almost on this painting. But it made me smile, because I can remember being told that as you point a finger at somebody in judgment, three fingers are always pointing back at yourself. And I think that sense of the serenity of Christ's face, what's in front of the high priest, the book of the law, maybe that the high priest is looking for something that he can pin on Jesus. But the serenity, you know, in the midst of accusation, in the midst of judgment on Christ's face, he looks as if he's been sort of badly treated, his hands are bound, and yet he listens.
But I think the other thing that's happening here, too, at least for me, Christopher, is it's a marvelous symbol of what happens throughout all history. It's the way in which so many innocent people are brought to trial by authorities, by bureaucracies. And, of course, in every one of those moments, Christ is also being judged. And so I think here we have almost a universal picture of the way in which history itself moves.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I do.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by CliftonDiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning CliftonDiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk.